With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There will be new efforts to collect on student loans that are in default.
The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's offset program, which withholds payments from the government, including tax refunds, federal salaries, and other benefits, from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will also begin garnishing wages for borrowers who are in default. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the wife of former New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez is convicted in a bribery scheme.
The jury returned its verdict in the same federal courthouse in Manhattan where a different jury convicted Bob Menendez of many of the same charges last year. The Democrat is supposed to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. The evidence shown to the jurors over a three-week trial followed the timeline of the whirlwind romance between the couple that began in early 2018. During the trial, prosecutors said they were partners in crime. Both Nadine and Bob Menendez say they are innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
Instagram is using AI in order to crack down on teenagers lying about their age. Its parent company, Meta, announced Monday it's currently in the testing phase in the U.S. The software is designed to find accounts that are believed to be teenage profiles, which would then put them into the teen account setting. The tech giant says it's been using AI to verify ages for a while now. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the National Day of Prayer.
It takes place on Thursday, May 1st, and will be marked by people all across the country. The national event will take place here in Washington, D.C., and will feature such evangelical notables as Tim Tebow and Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen. The 2025 Day of Prayer theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled, based on Romans 15:13. The event has been taking place since the 1950s and often attracts high-ranking government leaders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all so-called transgender discrimination cases on hold. It's all part of President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and end the practice of promoting transgenderism. It received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on so-called gender identity in 2024. This is SRN News. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is rejecting Democrat claims that deported illegal immigrant Kilmer Garcia did not receive due process in his removal from the United States last month. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who was deported to El Salvador last month, despite a withholding order preventing him from being deported to that specific country.
The Vatican says Pope Francis died of a stroke. In an announcement, the Vatican said that the stroke led to a coma and to irreversible cardiocirculatory collapse. Also at SRNnews.com, police in the East Texas city of Kilgore arrest a man they say accidentally shot off a flare gun inside a local Walmart while trying to shoplift. It happened when police got a 911 call about a guy trying to hide items while holding what they thought was a weapon. More details at SRNnews.com.